Hey, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dana. We are competitors turned besties turned co-founders, and together we've taught thousands how to handcraft the perfect cozy knit with our chunky blanket kits.
So join us as we grow our side hustle.
All while balancing marriage, motherhood, friendship, full-time careers, and the inevitable mess that comes when those areas of your life get tangled up.
So snuggle in, pour yourself a glass of wine,
or maybe not if you're driving,
and find comfort in knowing you're not the only one hiding from a toddler right now. This is Tangled Up with Craft Happy.
Hey, guess who's back? Surprise, it's us. This is Dana.
This is Kristen.
Welcome to episode 4. We are officially 3 episodes deep and yet still have no idea what we're doing.
Not a clue.
But we're here.
We're here.
And you're here. And now it's a party.
And we're still sober for January. Not okay.
We're recording on the weekend, but I'm still, so I am just doing dry weekday January, but I've been doing pretty good. So I actually, it's Sunday and I have not had a drink today.
And we don't even have to work tomorrow. So that's really good.
This is true. The Sunday eve before a Monday holiday is always my favorite, but I'm not even treating myself. I'm still drinking my water out of a wine glass.
Kombucha mixed with sparkling water.
Oh, there you go. Cheers. Out of your Love is Blind cup that I still need to get my own of.
Yeah, because then you have no idea if you want to edit this and just splice it all together. You can really.
I know. Not that anyone's watching this.
No, but people watch Love is Blind. What was that dude from the last one that I really liked? They like ruined him. What's his name?
Oh, Cole.
Oh, God.
Are you on Team Cole or Team, what's the girl's name?
Yeah, I'm Team Cole.
Yeah, I am too. Again, of course, we agree on everything, but. Yeah, that was kind of shitty. Like, and I laugh because I remember the finale whenever, God, what's her name? I forget like who he was with. Zay was the name. Yeah. So I remember her like, you know, obviously like throwing him under the bus and then backing up the bus and hitting him again a couple of times during that. And they brought up that example about like her eating like the tangerines or something. And she was just like, and you made me feel so horrible. Yeah, it's a serving size. And then they played the clip at the end. And I was just like, I should be on team woman generally. And generally speaking, I am. I'm just like benefit of the doubt. It's going to go to, you know, the girl team. But I was like, you didn't represent us very well, Zay.
I mean, she was very particular about her wine glasses. Why? You cannot put white wine in a stemless glass. What are you, dumb?
Well, she did have to teach him a lot of things.
Well, that's what a relationship is.
I still feel like I'm teaching Kevin.
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm teaching Kevin how to dress. Like he wore, what did he come downstairs in the other day? Like a blue shirt and navy pants. And I was like, you look like a blueberry. Try again.
A blueberry. Yeah. And I mean, you're the only one that's ever taught him. See, me and Freddie, like he had been taught before and I had taught someone previously. So I feel like we both came in like pretty learned up.
Yeah, Freddie is a really sharp dressed man. I'll give you that. So whether it's you or previous relationships, yeah, he's been through it. Yeah, so is it me? Am I the bad teacher that Kevin just can't get that blue and blue does not equal a good outfit?
I don't know. People wear jean on jean.
Well, if it's a different shade of jean, you can wear jean on jean.
I don't know. What did you do this weekend?
I'll send you some Pinterest after this. Anyway, sorry for the long sidebar. If you're still here, again, we're still here. And today we actually wanted to go back down story time. Episode 1 was a little bit of a story, and then 2 and 3 turned into, you know, tips and tricks, just kind of diving into other aspects of our lives. And today we wanted to actually circle back to our Craft Happy journey again and specifically talk about our first booth, our first show that we did actually. Last summer.
Beginning of last summer. That is correct.
I should know because it backed into my full-time jobs conference. So actually, I think it was April of last year.
Well, let's even talk about before, like, why did we even do a booth?
great question. I think we asked ourselves that like 17 times during the weekend while our feet were hurting and our voices were going. We're like, do we get a lunch break? How does this work?
Like, how does this work? Like, can we drink the mimosas that you're serving? Should we? No, not on an empty stomach. So I don't know if you even remember this, but everything that we have done, like none of it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like pre-planned, but like we didn't like premonition all of this stuff. Like even when we got our line of yarn, We were not like, let's be a yarn company. We were just fulfilling our workshops. We were tired of going to all the stores in person that sold chunky yarn, which is not that many. So we were like, let's just get our own. And then we realized that we had all this inventory. So maybe we should just like put it on Etsy. So then we put all our kits on Etsy, the same kind of kits that we sell with our workshop. And we had a little tutorial video with a QR code. So cute. And then after a while, they were not moving. Like no one goes to Etsy and they're like, give me a job. They're like, give me a finished homemade gift, please, that I can pass off as my own, right?
That's what I go there for.
Yeah, same. I was actually doing my taxes and trying to like categorize everything, and anything that said Etsy over the last year, I was like, that's going to definitely fall in the gift category, whether it was a gift for me or a gift for others. Hopefully our accountant doesn't listen to this.
That's so good of you that you're already starting to do your tax. Should I be also doing that? Will you send me something that I need to? Every year, Kristen's just like, hey, here are the 17 things that you need to get to our accountant. And then I wait until the last minute. And then I have to ask her all these questions like the night before, which I'm not generally a procrastinator, but taxes really like, we have an accountant because I think like we've quote unquote told him several times, like, you are here, Perry, to make sure we don't go to jail.
Correct.
So please don't let us go to jail. We're too pretty for prison.
And we're going to ask you the same question every couple months. It's not our genius zone. I do not care. I need the answer today. I'll remember today for what I need it for, and then I will forget. But anyway, so we had our kits on Etsy, and they really just weren't moving. I don't think they moved like at all. So I was like, wait a minute, Dana, you also have all this other yarn, and other people are selling just yarn on Etsy. Why don't we like just sell yarn? So we put our yarn up there, and like that's what moved on Etsy. And at this time, we didn't have a shopping website. So we weren't selling anything on our own website. We could not figure out Instagram. We'll talk about that in the next episode.
We had to hire a Gen Z to do it.
We had to. And it took her a while too. But anyways, so then I was like, I want to know if these kits have legs, right? We were like, how are we going to figure this out? Because I think it's an impulse buy. I think it's something you see and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. I've always wanted to make one, but I would never just actively go to Google and search for one, or go to Etsy and search for one, or like beeline to the craft section of a store to be like, I wonder if they have chunky blanket kits. I definitely think it's more of a, oh, good idea. Those girls look like me. I can do it if they can do it kind of thing. So I think that's why we even decided to maybe go to a show, because that's like, it's not like we have a brick and mortar store we can open tomorrow. So pop-ups are the next best thing.
Very true. And I think we enjoy going to pop-ups ourselves. Like I think it was definitely like the season prior to April. So it was probably the year before that. We casually were going to shows ourselves and like, you know, like little girl things. Like on the weekend, it was like a cute little Instagrammable moment. We can get some cute jewelry or clothes or accessories or whatever for ourselves or for our friends. And so I think we all went to the, it was the Let's Conference Girls. So the same event that we went to the day we came up with Craft Happy, they were hosting like a little market pop-up. And so we were obviously following them on Instagram and everything. And we were like, oh, that looks really cute. Like, let's go. And we grabbed Lacey, who was one of our very first artists. And she's just an amazing, beautiful human being. And we were like, hey, do you want to come with us? Like, we're going to go check this out. It's, you know, little pop-ups, artists, artisan kind of crafts type thing. And she was like, she's always game for everything.
Right.
So she met up with us and we were kind of like walking around and we saw that, you know, all these cute little stores and shops, and they were all, you know, women like us. And that most of them, this was like their side hustle too, because we talked to a few.
Yeah. And they were like, why don't y'all have a table? And we were like, oh,
yeah,
I guess we could.
Yeah. Cause we were, I think, oh, you know what? We were going there and we brought Lacey because we were looking for other artists to teach craft workshops. That's why we were going.
We were wearing our Craft Happy shirt.
I was like, there was another reason. There was a work reason.
Yes, that's right. I was super pregnant. We have a watercolor painting of us from that, from one of our artists.
Yes, you were pregnant.
But yeah, that's right. But so this was before we had yarn.
One of us is always pregnant while we're doing things.
It was before we had yarn. And so when people were like, why don't you have a booth? We're like, we don't have a product. We're like a service-based company at the time. Which I think is another reason why we wanted to pivot to be e-commerce and have a product, because then we can do pop-ups and be so cute.
Now it's all making sense. Now I remember all of these things. It's all coming back to me. Yes. So the two of us went with Lacey, because Lacey was actually working for us at the time.
Yeah.
Now she's just, you know, doing some workshops for us on the side. She was. And so we took her because we were like, hey, we want you to run the artist program, because this is when we were teaching all kinds of workshops for all the apartment communities. And so we were like, oh, we'll go there and maybe we'll find like a cool watercolor, you know, artist, or, you know, someone that can make jewelry. That would be a really cool workshop. And so that's why we went to go honestly pass our cards around and find other workshop teachers.
Yeah.
And you're right. Everyone kept asking us like, well, you guys should just have your own booth. Like, what do you? And we're like, no, like, that's not what we do. Like, we are the in-between people. We're the coordinators between the artists and, you know, those who want to participate in the events at the time. And while we were walking around though, I remember just thinking it was really cute. And so when we decided to have our own line of yarn and we were selling these on Etsy, we're like, okay, well, how can we make the workshop kits work? Like, what's the missing link? And it was the communication. Like, nobody knew what to do with all this yarn that they were seeing online or whatnot. And so we're like, okay, well, let's just try a booth. And so we actually reached out to the same group that we had gone to look around. And we were like, oh, like, that's where we want to be.
Yeah. We could not get, like, no one would let us in, I feel like. I feel like we tried a lot.
We submitted an application for the fall show because we were like, okay, we want to get into a fall show because it's seasonal. We'll have our inventory by then because we had done our first order. And we were like, people are not going to want to buy blankets in the summer. So like, let's try and sell this in the fall. And so we applied for their workshop or for their pop-up. And I don't think we heard anything back for like a couple of weeks. And then at the same time, this was in the Atlanta show. Kristen, you submitted something for the Charlotte version of it. It was a different company that was putting it on, but it was the same basic.
Yes.
You know,
same basic bitch shit.
And then from there, we got denied twice.
Yes.
Well, actually, Charlotte came back and accepted us, but it was super last minute.
And we didn't have inventory.
Yeah. So we didn't have any inventory and they had given us a 2-week like time frame. And so we were like, I'm so sorry. Like, we had to deny them. And then I think it was right around the holidays where we were going to do maybe another inventory order. I think I was on Instagram, actually, and I had texted you a screenshot and I was like, hey, there's another pop-up coming to Atlanta. We should try this. Like, this was going to be our third one. It was kind of like a Hail Mary. It was in the spring. So we were like, nah, we'll probably get denied. At this point, we were used to rejection. Like, nobody even wanted us to pay them to set up a booth and sell our things. Like, we were trying to pay them to have a space at a show. And I'm like, we're submitting pictures of what we have. We had an Instagram page. We had a little bit of a website. I was like, are we not cute enough to like do this? Like, talk about like imposter syndrome. I'm like, do we not belong? Because I thought that I belonged in this group, but maybe we don't.
But I think that's the whole thing of owning a business. You're going to hear no a lot over and over and over again. So you have to have belief in yourself, believe in your product, and the will to keep going when people say no.
Preach. Absolutely. And so we kept going and we applied.
But then what happened? Like, we immediately got accepted by this random one we had never heard of. And I was like, is this a scam? Are these people real?
It was, well, first of all, it was twice as much for a booth as any of the other pop-ups that we had applied for. And so I was just like, okay, well, the chances of us getting in are probably slim because, again, we're used to rejection. It's been a couple of times. And we were like, okay, if we get it, it's a sign. Because, again, we didn't necessarily want to be, you know, in a spring show because we thought, okay, people are going to be more prone to doing a chunky blankets in, you know, colder, cozier seasons. And so we were like, okay, well, we'll try it. And if they accept us, then it's meant to be. We literally were like, let go and let God. We're going to apply. We'll see what happens. And yeah, it was literally like 2 days later. And I was like,
Was it even 2 days? I feel like it was hours.
Actually, it might have been the same day now that I really think about it.
It's like, oh God. But it was real. It was cute.
And shout out to the team at Sip Shop Eat. That's who we did our very first event with, for really being our third time's the charm, yes, and allowing us to debut at their event. Obviously, I mean, we had to pay them, but thank you. We love to sip, we love to shop, and we love to eat. So it seemed really fitting. So we were like, hell yes, it's destiny. Let's do this. We should also premise that we had pretty much sold out of our first like inventory batch. So we had no inventory. We had no display. We had like no ideas for a display because nobody had, again, accepted us. So we didn't have any shelving or anything like that. We had no way to take payments.
Oh, no.
We had no, there was just a whole lot of nothing. And so we were like, okay, well, we have 4 months to get our shit together. and not embarrass ourselves at the show, A, and B, make our money back. Because again, like the entry fee to this one was twice as much as the others. And we were like, okay, how many kits do we need to sell to break even over this, you know, weekend event?
And to be fair, we did break even. Spoiler alert, there's another story surrounding that. But to be fair, if we had had all of the setup that we needed, I mean, y'all, like we obviously went all out. We got the most adorable shelving unit ever, which is a really funny story about that in just a second. Cutest rug, like tablecloths, neon signs. What else did we do? Like the little tree stand for our tote bags. Like
we had a bunch of baskets.
So many baskets. Baskets are very expensive. I was actually in Hobby Lobby this weekend, and that cute little basket that we use, like the low one, you know, that's like rattan looking, like the cutest one that we have, it was $80 at Hobby Lobby. I was like, no.
That's insane.
Even your 30% off spring, not doing it. It's a basket.
It's a basket, and then you have to pay for things in the basket. So it's not even, what? This is to hold other expensive things.
That's why I still don't have a Louis wallet, because I wouldn't be able to put as much money in it as I would pay for the wallet. Oh, the setup. So if we already had like the setup and we were like booth going girls, then we did really well, I would say, from a profit standpoint. But because we put like the, you know, the little spreadsheet that we did in our brains and our marketing brains, it was, so we broke even. We paid for our display plus all the yarn. And we had a really good time. So let's talk about like what happened at the show the whole day.
They had given us our area in advance. So we knew the location, and actually they placed us in a really great spot. Like the venue was interesting. So it was pretty much like two huge rooms. And the first room is like when you first walk in, and they had tables all around the outside. And then they had like two or three rows in the middle. So you had to kind of like weave around. And it was a little bit darker in that space too, just like how the venue was laid out. And then we were actually in the second back room.
Right next to the bar.
Bright white lights. So like all of a sudden it was like a contrast whenever you walked in there. And you walked right into our booth. Like it was us and like two other people. And then the bar was right there at the corner. And so we had a corner lot. We appreciate that piece of this. And I think like us being there, they gave us, I think it was like maybe two or three drink tickets each. And so we were like, hell yeah, we're going to have a good time this weekend regardless. And we were the first ones there.
We were so nervous.
Like they were still putting up, like they had like some Instagram set up everywhere. And we were the very first vendors there. And so we start unloading. And again, we didn't know what we were doing. I think like you had come over the night before.
Oh my God. Remember we went to Lowe's or Home Depot that morning because we needed like a dolly. And I was on the Lowe's app being like, oh, it's an aisle J12. And when we're like in J12, and Dana's like, are you stupid? And then I realized I was on the Lowe's app for like my Lowe's in Charlotte, not the one in wherever we were in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, okay. I promise I usually know how to use the internet. Maybe not today in hardware stores, but we got one. And then it didn't work.
Well, yeah, because we loaded everything into bins, and then we fit it into your car, and I stole my husband's car because he has a Tahoe. And so I was just like, we need all of the trunk space. And that was, you know, negotiating fiasco internally for another day. And so we were like, okay, well, it was simple enough to get all the bins into the car. How are we going to get them into the venue? So yeah, Krista, to your point, we stopped at Lowe's on the way. We got hand sanitizer too, because this was like, it was coming out of COVID, if COVID, you know, out of COVID, it was a thing. So there weren't that many people with masks, but we were like, let's be, you know, sanitary. And I think they even put that maybe on the list, like you should have hand sanitizer at your booth. No one did, but we were like rule followers, right? It's our very first time. We don't want to mess this up.
So do you remember? So Dana, this one was in Atlanta. So Dana had everything like shipped to her house, and the setup, I don't even know where the setup came from. It was some like one-off website that like randomly made wood shelves. If you want to see it, just go visit our.
It was on Pinterest.
And then you click and it was like some random website.
I found it on Pinterest because we were looking for display ideas.
Yep. And Dana set it, she set up this like in her, she has a dining room that they don't use. So it was just literally like her Craft Happy mock setup room. And it's like one of those things like IKEA, you need Allen wrenches to put it together. So when I get to her house the night before, this bitch hands me an Allen wrench and she's like, okay, we need to time ourselves taking this thing apart and putting it back together. And I remember being like, what the hell did we buy? So we're in the dining room and I'm holding this Allen wrench she gave me and I'm looking at it. I'm like, you've already put it together, Dana. Now it just folds up and then we unfold it when we get there.
Rewind. So we go on Pinterest to look for displays. We find this company or, you know, we click through the ads and we find this group like in Alabama that does these custom shelvings for displays. Yeah. So they purposely fold up. So like you put them together and they pop up, but they fold completely flat so that you can actually fit them in a car, right? Because we had a lot of booth ideas. We were going to stack like crates at some point and then we were going to get like ladders and we were like, IKEA has bookshelves. Should we just get a bunch of those cubes like in our offices? And yeah. All of that was just bad. We were like, no. We need to invest in a display because takedown and setup is going to be a pain in the ass. And so when they came, I put them together with said Allen wrench. And I was just like, okay, well, yes, you got there the night before. And I was like, we need to time ourselves. And you're like, you're an idiot. Yeah. I mean, you just like picked one piece up and folded it. And you were like, now put it in the car. I was like, oh, so we got a display shelf, not a real shelf. So I don't need to take it apart and put it back together, which was a game changer.
It was so funny. I just remember looking at her because Dana's really smart. And so when she does things that are like unsmart, I'm like so confused. I'm like, oh, sweet little Dana.
It's my toxic trait. I only look smart or I sound probably if you're listening to this, you're like, you don't sound smart. And I'm sure if I watch this video, you're probably looking like an idiot right now. But listen, we are who we are. And that's the whole point.
We set it up and it was so cute. Our booth was adorable. And all the yarn that we had was spring colored. So it was like, what color did we have? Butter Me Up, which you can imagine is a beautiful pale yellow. Lilac You A Lot, a nice little.
Again, Kristen's fulfilling her dream of naming nail polishes is now being transitioned to yarn. We have so much fun with that. We had Sherbert.
Sherbert. We still have Sherbert. I think it's behind.
We do.
If you're watching us. And what was the pink one called? Cotton Candy.
Cotton Candy. Yeah. It was all pretty much Easter color. So it was like the Easter Bunny threw up all over our booth. And then we had the pink neon sign that we got. Shout out Etsy. Again, coming in clutch.
And yep. And we were making a blanket in the, I think that was the big thing.
Even the neon sign, like we had to, I remember emailing the group and I was just like, or the, you know, people that put on the event. And I was just like, hey, you know, we need a plug. Like we were thinking through everything. And I was like, damn, we got this neon sign. Where the hell are we going to plug it in if we're not on a wall? Because this was before they even assigned it. And they were like, no, like we can't guarantee any of this. So like you're on your own kind of a thing. And so we bought on Amazon like a power.
Like a generator.
Like portable power box that we still have. And we had to plug that in. We had to hang it from like.
And it was flat. We were so mad.
We were so mad. But we had to hang it from like fishing wire and all that. It looked amazing.
It did.
And then we had the iPad there playing the video.
Because again, it has to be explained. Because otherwise people will be too intimidated to buy yarn. And we're like, no, look, this video is so easy. And then we were doing like a live demonstration of making a blanket too, right by the bar line.
I think we did pretty damn well between having the whole like booth set up with all of the colors. And we had the iPad, we had the neon sign, we had the table where we were actually making the blanket to show people. We had our bags hanging, we did a giveaway. So if you scan the QR code and put your email address and you could win the blanket that we had or were making. Like, I feel like we did pretty damn good job for setting up. The only thing whenever we were there that we actually had a problem with on the first day is like where to put the table. Do you remember that?
Right.
Because the bar was next door to us and the line we assumed would go like along the bar and then kind of like out the door again. And they adjusted the line. Like the line started cutting through almost our booth. And so we had to move our stuff because we were like, okay, well, if everyone's going to be standing in line, they need a front row seat to this show, the show that is Craft Happy. And so we moved that a couple of times, I feel like.
Because you don't want to like close people off. I think that's a big thing about a booth is like the artisan or the business owner is always like standing behind a table, like they're working at a bar, like a cash register. And that's not how we wanted our booth to feel. We had a chair and like a rug and it was supposed to look like, I don't know, like a really cute living room or something that you want to come in and walk around and touch the yarn because the yarn is the softest chunky yarn you will find.
Yeah, but we knew that was like the magic of it.
But what did we forget? What did we not have?
We didn't have business cards. I know that much because everyone that was asking Technically, we had them, but we put them in our little accessory kit. So all of our Chunky Blanket kits come with this little, like, this adorable little blush velvet, like, jewelry bag almost, with, like, a measuring tape and the rivets and the leather tag, like a finishing tag. And we also include our instructions on how to take care of your blanket because they are machine washable. And also how to order more yarn and who we are and what's our information. And so everyone that would come over, like, if they weren't buying anything, they were like, oh, well, let me grab a card. And maybe they were just being polite. But like, I remember the first like 7 times someone came over and asked us, hey, can I get more information? And we were like, oh, and we started pulling out the cards because we made like 30 or 40 accessory kits to like obviously give people as they were buying those. And I just remember going under the table and be like, oh yeah, let me grab you one. And I was just pulling them out. Damn it. Like, what a miss. We did all this amazing shit. And we're like, we don't have anything to let people leave with if they don't buy something.
Right. Yeah, that was a miss. So definitely, if you do your own pop-up, make sure you have something adorable to give people that aren't ready to give you money. And speaking of giving us money, that didn't occur to us till, I don't know, maybe like a week or two before, that we had no way to take in-person payment. So that was fun to figure out. And you want to make sure you pay taxes and all that fun stuff. We used Square because it was the quickest and the easiest. And it worked. It was fine.
Yeah. But we actually didn't test it until the night before because you ordered it and it came to me and I, again, didn't know what to do with it. And so I was just like, I'm just going to leave this here for when Kristen gets it on Friday, the night before the event, and then we'll figure it out.
But yeah, so we took the payments. Yeah, we did. It was fine. It's the last time we've used Square. Are we paying monthly for that? We should figure that out.
We'll have to ask Karen.
Yeah. No idea. I didn't see it today when I was doing all the tax stuff. But no, it was good. So, and it was 2 days. So it was a 2-day event. But I remember coming back on Saturday, because obviously I stayed at your house and your husband was just so lovingly waiting up for us to hear all about how it went. And we were on a high. We were like, oh my God. Like, I think the coolest part was we really just wanted to prove the concept that if people see these in person, they're cute. People will stop and look at them, touch them, consider buying it, buy it, right? And we sold like maybe 2 skeins of yarn, which by the way, on Etsy, that's pretty much all we sell is our yarn. And we sold, I don't remember how many kits we sold, but that's like all we sold was like kits all day long. And I was like, oh my God, people will buy this if they see it. So we were just so excited. And
we went and got margaritas right after, our jalapeno margaritas. Was it 6 feet under?
Yeah, that's right.
Because again, we were so excited. Like, we met up with a friend and we were like, this was awesome, because everyone that came by, even if they didn't buy something, they got it. And they were like, this is such a novel idea. This is such a cute thing. Like, yes, I want to buy this. I want to make this. I want to learn for a baby shower coming up or a housewarming. Oh, this would look so cute in my house. Like, and to your point, a lot of people bought. Like, we broke even over the weekend and we would have made money if we already had the display and all the other stuff that we bought. So we did really well, and it was refreshing. And to your point, it was exhausting getting everything set up and ready to go. And so to have that validation every time somebody walked into our booth and came into our space and were touching the yarn and they were saying all the things that we wanted people to say, and we're like, oh shit, this is working.
Oh my goodness. So we're on a high, right? And Kevin, love Kevin. He's in the kitchen. I just remember.
Oh no. What did he say?
I just remember we were so excited, and he was like, so how'd y'all do? And he just wants to know like how much money we made. And Dana was like, we like broke even. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, wow. And we were like, give us more. Like, we need more than this. And he was like, I'm just sorry to hear that. Like, you did so good and you just broke even. We were like, whoa. And then there was like a whole long conversation. I think I removed myself from the situation after that. But
yeah, I'm married to what you would call a buzzkill in most situations. I mean, to be polite, really. He's a realist. So, but he's a realist. And so he was just like, I'm confused. Like, I think too, because our energy was so like, this is the beginning of something. And
like, we just made $1 million.
Yeah. He really thought we were like going to be like, we sold out. Like, we talked to someone at Target, like, we like have a book deal, Netflix called, like, we were so excited. And he was like, I don't fucking get it. So you sold like 10 kits today. Congratulations. And we're like, what? One day we will say all those things and his reaction will be the fucking same.
It will be.
Mark my words. I will come home and be like, guess what, babe? Like, we signed this. We're doing this. everything's going well. We just got this huge deal. And he'll be like, okay, that's it.
Cool. And it's still just yarn, right? Like, still yarn.
So we had, that was day one. And then day two, I had to leave early because, again, with scheduling, I mentioned it kind of early in the episode. Whenever we booked this, I understood that it was the same week as my company, so my full-time jobs. Every year we have this huge annual conference and I'm very much a part of the planning process. And I knew that it was the same week. I figured that it was going to be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is generally when we schedule our conferences. But this year, because of COVID the prior year, we had to take whatever dates that they could give us whenever we were rescheduling. So this was the one of the first years that we did a Sunday start. And so this event overlapped with that event. So talk about when your full-time job literally collides with your side hustle. And so I had like a little bit of a scheduling conflict on that Sunday. And so we called in good old Lacey, yep, who is, again, incredible. And she came in and like worked the half day. So I was only there for like the first part through a little after lunch. And then I had to go straight to the airport to go to my other company's conference, which I felt horrible for leaving. Yeah. So then you had to pack everything up with Lacey and then you had to drive all the way back to my house. You just pretty much, I told you, I was just like, throw everything in the garage. Like, do not think that you're going to unpack anything because you had to drive all the way back to Charlotte after that. So you had a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
After, you know, finishing the booth by yourself.
But Kevin was actually, he was there. He helped me. I told him, I was like, it would be so nice if you brought some of this stuff down to the basement. I think Dana would really appreciate that. And I think he did. I think he brought a couple things down. I kind of told him, like, these go downstairs. Like, this goes back in your dining room, staging area. He was like, well, I'm not going to touch that. But, and then he vacuumed my whole car out. And then he left me with, what's your favorite dessert that I've never had until that one day?
Was it the magic cookie bars?
Yes. And he gave me one of these. He was like, you've never had this? I was like, no. He was like, this is like Dana's favorite dessert. I was like, I guess me and Dana aren't that kind of friends, okay?
Oh,
we're like,
God,
margarita friends, not magic cookie bar friends, but we should be because those were delicious. I need some more.
Oh, they're so good. If you guys have not had a magic cookie bar, they are equal parts, like it's like a graham cracker crust with chocolate chips and coconut and like condensed milk. And it's just like all melted and then they harden up and then they're just these chewy bites. Oh my God, I'm like salivating right now. I'm trying not to eat after like 8 o'clock. So I'm really hungry. And I'm drinking my water like it's food.
Like it's food. Well, there's lime in it.
But they're so good. But Kevin is nice to other people. That is one thing that we'll probably, you'll hear a lot.
He's also very fun. Yeah, he's super fun. I like Kevin a lot. We just poke fun at him because, well, I just poke fun at him, I guess, because he makes fun of this business that we think is just thriving. And he's there to be like, no, it's not.
He keeps us very humble.
We're like, well, we'll start a podcast then.
Yeah. I asked him, has Freddie listened to this yet? Sidebar. But has he?
He listened to the first episode. And I think his only feedback was that we need to, you know, have more commentary back and forth. Like, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. When the other person is talking, he wanted that. And then he said, you probably could have wrapped up 20 minutes before you did. Yeah. 20 minutes before you did. I was like, oh, okay. So you didn't like the last 20 minutes. Okay. Thanks. 25 minutes. No.
Got it. Well, Kevin's only listened to the first like 20 minutes. So he's on my shit list right now. I was like, you can't get through it. And then he decides to tell me, well, you know, I don't listen to podcasts that much because my commute's so short. So he's also rubbing in that his commute's only 15 minutes while I'm in the car for an hour, which is why I probably listen to so many podcasts. But anyway, sidebar adjourned. We'll save that one.
So yeah. So Kevin was a good guy that day. But I think he was still like, no, like, did you make any more money? I was like, yes, we did. Here's your tip. But yeah, so we have not done another show since then. I don't know if we will or not, but we are ready. And where did our display go, Dana?
Right now it's at the Painted Tree. So that's probably a conversation for another day, but we do have a display set up at the Painted Tree. And if you're not familiar with that concept, it's essentially like a bunch of Etsy shops in real life. And you essentially rent a booth space out and decorate it however you want. And they have pop-ups in a lot of cities. I know we have 3 in Georgia. You have a couple in Charlotte.
They're kind of all over the country.
Which is a city, not a state. So
also true. North Carolina is the state that I live in. Anyways, but yeah, so those are really cute. So.
I never say North Carolina because I'm not 100% sure. And I know you're going to kill me, like, if Charlotte's in North or South Carolina, because you guys are right on the border. And I know, like, the only cool things in South Carolina are what? Like, I mean, Charleston, Greenville.
Greenville's getting there. So where do I live, Dana? Where is Charlotte?
You live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Correct. Just remember, it's always better on top. You won't forget now.
I'm never going to forget it now.
I think Freddie has a shirt that says that. But yeah, so that's the last pop-up that we did last May. And now we're out of inventory, so it's going to be a while till we do another. But next time we do it, it will be even cuter if we do another one, because it will be like with new packaging and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I think that if we do another one, it will be a lot simpler because, agree, the packaging, how we are displaying the kits, hopefully moving forward, we're still pending our manufacturer to build everything out for us. But assuming that everything is to our specs that we've currently designed it to, I think it'll be a lot simpler and a lot easier to explain. Like, here is the box. It has all the colors. Like, people aren't necessarily individually picking out skeins of yarn and trying to come up with color combos. That was one good thing whenever we were in person doing this. Like, Kristen was like on the floor with people being like, well, what colors are in your house? And it was literally like an interior design show. And she would like, okay, well, let's get you maybe some cotton candy and some shiplap and some silver lining. And do you like this? Okay, now that you like these three colors, do you like these three colors in three different blocks, or do you want to alternate? And do you want to alternate this way? That one, I was like, she was like blowing everyone's mind. Because I will say, Kristen, you have a super, like, your talent is for color, like, combos of sorts.
Oh.
You helped me do the girls' blankets. I was just like, they picked these five colors and they don't go together, and I don't understand how to make this pretty. And you were like, oh, just swap this with this. And I made them, and I am obsessed with both of them.
Yeah, they're both so cute. And they're colors you would never think to put together. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. But I think I remember, so these are big, like, you know, a skein of yarn is not small. And we were selling either like four or six, where like we were doing small or large that day. And they'd have to grab like a tote, because you got to just add wine tote. And then we'd be like, okay, you're going to do a large, grab a tote. Okay, now let's pick your six skeins. And yeah, that's what we did. Then they were like, so we don't want to walk around with this. So we ended up holding onto a lot of people.
Yes, I remember that.
Because it's really big. Like, you don't want to walk around the show with that.
We thought we were being smart by doing the bags, because we were like, oh, this is going to be like a great, you know, advertisement for us as people are walking around. But because the yarn was so thick, so you're right. They were like, can we leave these here? And I was like, I'd really love it if you could take it with you, but I guess.
Right.
We'll just hold it for you at our already small booth. So we just had like bags everywhere.
Yeah. It was kind of cute. And we sold some blankets too. That's right. We brought some blankets, because obviously we make a ton of blankets for content and our houses are full of blankets. So we sold some. And what we didn't sell is also at our Painted Tree pop-up. So shout out to Painted Tree. Thanks for letting us have a brick and mortar without, you know, paying rent and electricity and water and figuring all that shit out. But yeah, well,
I will say too, the biggest thing that I remember taking from that too, because I mean, I think it's really hard whenever you get a lot of business owners together, and it maybe is a woman thing too, of like competition, because I mean, all these people that were coming in were like customers, but everyone was so nice. Like,
yes.
Mantra Mugs was sitting right next to us, and I'm going to call them out because she was such a sweetheart. And she was like, oh, I've been doing these for a while. Like, this is so great. Like, I want to make sure that I'm not infringing on yours. Or can I, like, she ended up buying a blanket. We bought a couple of her mugs. She has my favorite mug. It says, fuck it.
Yeah.
And that's my Monday mug for sure. But everyone was like so nice, and it was such a cool knit community. And we actually like still follow everyone on Instagram and are commenting back and forth. So it's really, it's nice to see other people going through the growing pains and the side hustle.
It was empowering. And it was all women-owned businesses at that one, was it not?
Yeah. I think if there were any guys there, they were like the husbands or boyfriends like helping out.
Yeah, no, it was cool. I would definitely do it again, you know, if this was our full-time job. I would be like, every weekend, let's do this. It's so fun. But, you know, life beckons.
I would definitely have more people though, because it was just the two of us all day Saturday. And that was like I think it was like a 10 to 6 show. So although we were on a high, I think we were just like running on pure adrenaline, like, and steam at that point. And then even like the next day, having Lacey there, like, we were able to eat lunch that day. Like, we took turns, like, grabbing food because I don't even know if we ate the first day.
No, we just had mimosas or whatever drink. No, they had some because it was Alice in Wonderland themed, like the Mad Hatter. Remember? So they had some, like, juiced cocktail that is full of sugar and alcohol, and that's all we had.
What a trip down memory lane.
That was a good one. I feel good about it.
I don't know if we would do it again, but I am happy that we had that experience. And I do think that that was the jumping off point for us to fully invest in the chunky blanket workshop kits and the chunky blanket yarn as a concept on its own, instead of it being a side hustle to the side hustle. And we were like trying to do a bunch of things and we'll see if this works. If it doesn't, we were like, okay, this works. Let's go. How can we do just this?
Because I mean, up until that point, the only way the kits had been proven was through business to business workshops, like team building workshops. Like, we still hadn't really sold to consumers. And this was our first, other than Etsy, but like, this was our first, like, in front of our target audience, consumers. And we were like, oh my God, it's a thing. And like, that's really what we decided that we wanted to do. So it was nice. And I think 2 months later, I got a job. So we could do it.
Yeah. It all happened pretty quick from there.
Snap, snap. It feels like a long time ago.
What wasn't quick was this episode.
Yeah, sorry.
So,
we'll be back for another one though. And we appreciate you coming. We don't know what we're doing.
If we didn't talk about Love is Blind for like 15 minutes, I'm sure that'll be another Freddie Kevin comment. Well, you guys didn't really talk about anything until like 30 minutes in. So,
well, they're not our target audience.
No. And guess what? It's called the skip button. And I use it sometimes. So you're more than welcome to as well.
We're not offended.
I hope you don't, though.
Yeah. We'll see you next time, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Did you have fun? Yes. Good answer.
Want more where this came from? Yes. Another good answer. Like and subscribe. Find us on social at Craft Happy Co. And get extra cozy for the next episode with your own Craft Happy Chunky Blanket Kit. Use promo code TANGLEDUP for 10% off at crafthappyco.com.
Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Okay, bye.